Jim Townsend knows something about business. He has an MBA from the University of Michigan, has been a brand manager for Ford Motor Company, and ran his own strategic marketing firm. He also knows something about frustration. Townsend's now in his third and final term in the State House of Representatives. But as a Democrat, he spent all his time in the minority, which means that most of what he believes hasn't had a chance. And what he's most interested in is fairness. He doesn't think it fair that under the Michigan Constitution, Dick DeVos, a high school teacher, and a single mother with a high school education all pay the same state income tax rate, currently 4.25%. What that really means is that thanks to higher deductions for the rich, is that the single mom actually pays a higher percentage of her income in total taxes. In an essay this weekend, Townsend asked, why is it that an impoverished family living in Flint making $10,000 a year and a working-class family in Howell making $40,000 both contribute 9.2% of their hard-earned money? Meanwhile, a billionaire like Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon contributes less than 5% towards an education system, workforce, and infrastructure that helped him accumulate personal wealth of $1.5 billion. Part of the answer is that Michigan's Constitution forbids a graduated income tax, where the rich pay a higher rate than the poor. Most of the delegates who wrote it were Republicans and felt a graduated tax would be unfair. What this means in practice, Townsend said, is that besides steadily growing inequality, the state doesn't have enough money to do what should be done. So Townsend intends to introduce two pieces of legislation. One would put a state constitutional amendment on the ballot to establish a graduated income tax. The other will be a simple statute to set tax rates once a graduated income tax becomes law. Now, both the State House and Senate are overwhelmingly controlled by Republicans. Townsend knows very well his proposals not only won't pass, they probably won't even come up for a vote. But that's not stopping him. He intends to lead a petition drive to put them on the ballot. Besides, he's introducing them in part because he wants to make a record. He wants to commit his party to taking a stand, something like political parties did in the old days when they put their positions in a platform and took them seriously. He hasn't finished working out his proposed rate structure, but he told me more than 90% of us would get a tax cut and the state would end up with maybe $500 million a year more in new revenue. He doesn't want rates set in the Constitution. He recognizes that the lawmakers need the discretion to change them. Townsend has a tough battle ahead, and he knows it. But he believes, as he said in last Sunday's Detroit Free Press, that a graduated income tax is a responsible and a fair way to equalize the tax burden and capture the revenue our state needs to create shared prosperity. For me, it's hard to fault the logic or the fairness in that.